Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Before we get to our topic this week, I need to ask for your assistance. I've joined the Wizard Media Network to help promote the show, and they would like to know more about you. So it would really help me out if you could complete a quick listener survey. It's only 16 multiple-choice questions, and the link is on my site at alexhaddix.com/podcast. That's alexhaddix.com/podcast. There's a big red button near the top of the page, and it shouldn't take you more than 2 minutes to complete, and it would really help me out. I greatly appreciate it. For those that have been listening to the show for a while now know that one of my mantras is awareness. This means being conscious of your surroundings and using all of your senses to be alert to whatever is going on around you. I'm talking about all of your five senses: sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. And then, of course, we can't forget the warning bell of those senses, your intuition. The problem is that we often deliberately cut off one of our most powerful senses, hearing. We do this every time we go for walks, runs, or hikes for exercise. We take our iPods or other digital media players and plug them into our ears and blast music to cancel out everything that's around us. That's what they're there for, right? But from a personal safety perspective, doesn't that sound rather foolish? We're out in public, on our own, and the first thing we do is eliminate our second most powerful safety tool. And sure, even I've done it. But I've stopped after almost getting run over by mountain bikers when hiking trails in the Santa Monica Mountains. I couldn't hear them coming, and then whoosh, they blew right by me and nearly sent me tumbling down the hillside. I thought I was alone on the trail, but obviously I wasn't. If I hadn't been listening to music, I would have been able to hear the wheels of the bike on the dirt, or even the rider saying, "On your left." But instead, I deliberately shut off that critical sense, and in so doing, I put myself at risk. Many personal security experts have called the portable digital music player the single greatest threat to safety in the past decade. So the next time you head out, leave the tunes at home. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.